A bunch of Boeings may be getting new windows. Airbus gets its third A400M in the air. And Canada may order a bunch of F-35s on Friday. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, July 14th, 2010. The FAA issued an airworthiness directive yesterday that requires operators of Boeing 757, 767, and 777 airplanes to either inspect or replace certain flight deck windows. The AD only affects the forward viewing windows and not the side ones. Operators have two options: begin inspections within 500 hours and then continue at specified intervals, or install a new, redesigned window. The inspection takes about an hour. The AD is aimed at preventing smoke, fire, or cracking of the inner layer of the forward viewing window caused by loose electrical connections in the heating circuit. Over the past two decades, there have been 11 reports of fire or flames on covered models. In each case, improper installation resulted in loose, improperly torqued, or cross-threaded screws. Although there have been no fire events on 747s, the FAA plans to propose an AD this fall, since those later model airplane windows are similar. The directive affects 1,212 planes. The estimated cost for the inspections is about $103,000 total for U.S. operators. The window replacement is optional and would be an additional cost if chosen. The third Airbus A400M development aircraft made its maiden flight on Friday, taking off from Seville, Spain. It was joined by its two sister ships, and they were all in the air at the same time. During the day, the airlifter also passed the milestone of 100 test flights and 400 flight hours. MSN-3 is the third of an eventual five aircraft, which will conduct the 3,700-hour flight test program, leading to first delivery. It's the first A400M to carry a medium flight test instrumentation load, rather than the heavy fit of the first two, and it will primarily be dedicated to autoflight development, aircraft systems development, and route proving. Canada's government reportedly plans to announce Friday it will purchase as many as 65 new fighter aircraft, worth a total of $16 billion. The top contender, according to sources, is the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter. The Vancouver Sun reports the news is coming at a time when Parliament is out of session and national interest is relatively low due to the summer holidays. But some opposition members of Parliament are questioning whether the current fleet of CF-18 fighters needs to be replaced at all. The last upgraded CF-18 was delivered just in March, and some are saying that the cost of a new fighter can't be justified. That $16 billion is in Canadian dollars and reportedly would include a 20-year support contract. The founder and president of U.S. Highland, a motorcycle company based in Mounds, Oklahoma, was fatally injured along with the company's chief operating officer and chief financial officer when the Cessna 421 they were flying went down after declaring an emergency Saturday night. Officials have identified those killed as President Mats Malmberg, COO Charles Bales, and CFO Damian Riddick. Bloomberg reports the trio was returning from a business trip to Detroit. Bales was flying the 421 and had requested an emergency landing at Tulsa International, but the airplane went down in a wooded area near the airport. The nature of the emergency was not disclosed. Up next on ANN, commercial manned spaceflight is ready for prime time. The Glenn Research Center gets a new director, and the White House walks away from Bolden's comments on Al Jazeera. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 14th. I'm Paul Plack. With entrenched NASA contractors inferring lately that commercial spaceflight will be taking shortcuts on safety, the Commercial Spaceflight Federation has stepped in to address what it calls some misperceptions. The Federation points out that the Obama administration's commercial crew competition will include firms such as Boeing, which is developing the CST-100 commercial crew capsule and has built nearly every U.S. human spacecraft since Mercury. It also notes the Department of Defense already trusts commercial launch vehicles, like the proven Atlas V, to launch cargo worth billions of dollars per mission and on which the safety of troops overseas depends. By way of perspective, the Federation points out that the Atlas family of rockets has over 90 consecutive successes, and additional unmanned flights will occur over the next few years before any astronaut flights begin. By contrast, NASA was planning to place astronauts on just the second full-up orbital flight of the Ares 1 system. At the planned rate of 2 Ares 1 flights per year, it would take Ares 1 until at least the year 2025 to match the already demonstrated reliability of the Atlas V. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden has named Ramon Lugo III as director of the agency's Glenn Research Center in Cleveland, effective this coming Sunday. Lugo has been Glenn's acting director since March. He'll lead Glenn's research, technology, and systems development programs in space propulsion, power, communications, aeronautical propulsion, and microgravity sciences. Lugo's been awarded 2 NASA Exceptional Achievement Medals for contributions to the Galileo mission and International Space Station redesign, and 3 NASA Outstanding Leadership Medals for his service in the Expendable Launch Vehicle Program. Were some controversial recent statements by the NASA administrator misunderstandings on his part, or is he being hung out to dry by the administration? White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says President Obama did not assign Charles Bolden the task of reaching out to Muslim governments, contrary to remarks the administrator made in a televised interview with Al Jazeera. The Associated Press quotes Gibbs as saying such outreach activities are not part of Bolden's job description, and that administration officials have spoken to him about the matter. Bolden claimed Obama had specifically tasked him to reach out to Muslim nations to encourage their youth to become more involved with math and science and to feel good about their historic contribution to science and engineering. Still ahead, North Carolina firefighters are going to lose some aircraft. Jazz Air pilots ratify their new contract. And it doesn't take a TFR to shut down an airport. You're listening to AeroNews.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, July 14th. I'm Paul Platt. The North Carolina Division of Forest Resources has been directed to cut 10 aircraft, 4 pilots, and 2 mechanics from its budget. The state legislature says it must also group aircraft closer together and terminate leases on some of the hangars it now occupies. The state has 38 firefighting aircraft. 28 of them accumulated less than 100 hours in the last full fiscal year. The Wilmington Star News reports the state has the second largest fleet of aircraft dedicated to fighting forest fires in the country, but stands 9th in the amount of forest land and 16th in the number of acres burned by forest fires in the past 3 years. The 10 aircraft slated to be sold are expected to bring $1.5 million, and the staff cuts will save another $470,000 a year. The division's aviation budget is reportedly about $3.5 million. The pilots of Canada's Jazz Air have ratified a new contract deal that was reached by the ALPA during the 21-day cooling-off period and countdown to a strike. ALPA's international unit had pledged resources to support strikers if that happened. The union says 90% of Jazz pilots voted, and 86% of those cast ballots in favor of the agreement. Everybody seems happy so far. The union says it got improvements in pension, pay rate, and lifestyle considerations that take into account fatigue mitigation factors. Jazz CEO Joseph Randall says the agreement, quote, provides the stability we require to continue to grow and diversify our business, unquote. And finally today, maybe general aviation pilots, upset about the lockdown of Part 91 ops in Las Vegas Saturday, caused by a TFR while President Obama campaigned for Harry Reid, will feel a little less singled out when they hear this. On Friday night, Vice President Joe Biden was a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and while there was no TFR listed for Los Angeles International Airport, the FAA has confirmed to a blogger that there was a brief ground hold in effect. An official described as close to the situation said the delay was no more than 45 minutes. On the blog The Wrap, writer Sharon Waxman claims to be one of those stuck at LAX waiting for a plane to depart. Some passengers reported delays up to 4 hours long as things got back in sequence. Biden spokesman James Carney told the blog he was unaware of the problem. Quote, "I know we didn't ask for anything. There was no sign of any stoppage, and there shouldn't have been one," unquote. Let's just hope Joe Biden doesn't decide to visit AirVenture. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, the first part of an in-depth interview of Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters by ANN's Jim Campbell. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.